The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, over the next 5 years, will deliver $11 billion to community health centers across America, in part to serve an estimated 20 million new patients. The money is being issued by formula and via grants. Community Clinic, which helps the working poor in Northwest Arkansas, has applied for some funding. A pair of Marshallese children play with a toy in a clinic reception room in Springdale. Community Clinic was founded in 1989 by a small volunteer faith group to help uninsured and low-income patients. 7 years later, the clinic settled into the Jones Resource Center on Emma Street in Springdale. Last year, 75,000 patients came here, as well as to two satellite offices in Rogers and Siloam Springs. The clinic has a 180-person staff, including full-time physicians and advanced nurse practitioners. Cambry Horn Brooks is director of development. She does lots of grant writing.
We provide primary care, which is family practice for chronic disease management, such as diabetes and hypertension. Pediatrics, all the whole spectrum of well child checkups, as well as sick child care, and prenatal care. We see women all the way through the third trimester, and then we have partnering OBGYNs who are willing to see them through delivery. Then we also provide dental care, primarily with children, but we don't just do extractions. It's the full mouth makeup, sealants, fluoride treatment, so we do preventive dental care for kids.
While private care physicians have patient load limits, Community Clinic doesn't. 80% of the clinic's patients live below the federal poverty level. Nearly 40% are uninsured. Marshallese make up 5%, Hispanics 53%. 60% of patients are kids under 19, mostly enrolled in the state's Medicaid Our Kids program. In Arkansas, only the most impoverished or disabled adults are eligible for Medicaid. Statewide, we have 56 community health centers. In 2005, Community Clinic was designated a nonprofit federally qualified health center, eligible for federal funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Community Clinic's budget, if you could see it as a pie chart, 18% of our budget's federal money. The other 18 is homegrown grants, state, local, and national. But the other remaining part of the pie is fee-for-service. So we are sustainable in that sense. So while the federal money is fantastic for us to get a good footing and keep our doors open, the patients contribute to their care on a sliding fee discount, and that makes up the remainder of most of our budget.
Most working class and wealthy Americans count on their doctors to help them when they get sick.
Our number one goal is to provide a medical home. We want patients who are low income and uninsured to seek care for us, not just when they're ill or they have an earache, but when they come in for the preventive care as well. So by doing that, we're lowering the cost of their health care. They're not going to enter the emergency room for non-emergent care, acquire an $800 bill, which is later on going to go unreimbursed, which rolls back into the community. So our role is to prevent chronic disease or developmental issues with children from ever getting to a point where their health care costs are going to become so exuberant that they can't pay for it.
Cambry Horn Brooks says community clinics save the system lots of money in the long run.
We know that uninsured are less likely to seek preventive care. They're less likely to go to a doctor because they're worried about either putting food on the table, putting gas in their tanks, so they're going to avoid care. So that means they're diagnosed later on in their disease, which means their cost for care is higher, and that means it's likely to go unreimbursed.
According to the Arkansas Department of Human Services, a medical intervention for one sick baby reportedly cost Medicaid $57,700. Multiplied by 2,700 infants, Medicaid doled out $158 million just in Arkansas. In 2009, $3.7 billion Medicaid dollars were spent in state, primarily for children and nursing home elders. The Fed picked up 77% of that cost. That's why the Obama administration included community clinics and health care reform funding. Prenatal and early childhood medical interventions will save taxpayers billions of dollars. Plus, community health clinics in particular reduce costly emergency hospital and specialty care, saving $24 billion a year nationally. Beginning in 2014, states will be required to extend health insurance, including Medicaid coverage, to most individuals aged 19 to 64, placing additional burdens on community health centers. Community clinics applied for a small piece of an $11 billion health care reform community health center fund, in part to add another clinic to help folks in Winslow, West Fork, Greenland, and Farmington.
So far we have put application in for a new access point or a new clinic in South Washington County, and that would be $650,000 if awarded, the whole amount. And then we've also asked for, through healthcare reform, money for service expansion and expanded medical capacity, which provides more pediatricians and behavioral health specialists on site for us. And that was at $315,000.
But this week, Congress is looking to gut its fiscal year 2011 federal budget and beyond to reduce the federal deficit, including President Obama's health care reform funding plan. Also, stimulus funding for community health centers has been cut in half by $1.3 billion. Community Clinic got a piece of that, too, improving its Rogers Clinic and opening a new clinic in Siloam Springs 2 years ago.
Right now, we're battling is some of the stimulus money. We got three different chunks. One was for capital, which we can't send back, bricks and mortar. But the other, from expanded medical capacity, was allowed us to open up our site in Siloam Springs. So it looks like right now, with the federal budget, that part of the removal, if you would, part of the spend cuts would be taking the stimulus money back out of Obama's budget. So for a community clinic, that could be the potential of either downsizing or closing the Siloam Springs facility. And also maybe some of the funding that was going towards the providers that are giving care in Springdale and Rogers we'd have to downsize on the staffing level.
For the first time in its more than 20-year history, Community Clinic may have to contract its services after years of expanding medical care to working poor families across Northwest Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.